Everyone who could possibly manage the long muddy track to Wreck Beach went out to see the whale. At that time of the year, the lagoons, and there was lots of water and swamp areas there, would be full of water and the track could be difficult for any wheeled vehicle. However, Colin Davidson remembers seeing Ike Hefford taking higher passengers, part of the way, and his team on a Ford. Jim Longstaff was 7 at the time. I remember walking out to see the whale. I was in grade 2, and Miss McAllister took the whole grade with our lunches in our bags. The track was pretty wet too. A mile away, the smell was awful, but on the beach right alongside you, you didn't really notice it at all. Bessie Harmer was 10 years old, and she and her sister, Hilda Milkins, walked out to see the mail. They bought meat pies from Christie's Pie Plant on the way. Evidently, Andy was on the track to cater for the hungry whale watchers. We sat up on the dune watching the men standing on the whale. After a bite or two, we just didn't feel like eating. The smell of the whale was just too awful, says Jack Phillips, who was 8 at the time, and has a vivid memory of seeing Jack Kiley, whose butcher's cart was a familiar sight in the town. Mr. Kiley was standing on the top of the whale and was chopping into the blubber with his brand new axe, while another man, Harold Playdell, cut chunks of the fat away from the carcass. The blubber was boiled down in a large steel boiler borrowed from Thompson's, the slaughter yard. In the end, it was said that the two men received £450 for their efforts, although it is not clear whether this was for the sale of the oil or for the fee from the fisheries department. Eric Middlemas took his .303 rifle with him when he went to see the whale. He was a junior member of the rifle club. He remembers standing on the whale and shooting at the sharks, which were gathering near the edge of the water.